At the UCSC Genomics Institute, scientists are making mini brains. They're not real brains, but clusters of human cells. This new research will allow neuroscientists to observe how neurons communicate with each other on a basic level. Lucille Tepperman met with these so-called brain engineers to discuss how they're growing and studying three-dimensional models of brain tissue and what it means for the future of medicine.
You can grow cells of different types, right? It's like we can take cells, stem cells essentially, and make them the brain cells.
I met with Tim Harris of the Genomics Institute, who directs the dry lab, or the computer lab, as many of us know it. He holds a PhD in computational science and is working with neuroscientists on a new project in live cell genomics.
So we grow these little brain organoids, and then we grow them on these little plates that have all these little hairs so that we can monitor the electromagnetic activity, so you can see the way the neurons are communicating, right?
This is the sound of equipment in the wet lab at UCSC, where Jess Sevenson does much of her research. The whirring sound we hear is coming from a centrifuge. This machine is used in research and clinical laboratories for the purification of cells or proteins.
So we use 3D bundles of stem cells that have been given chemical cues to become brain cells. And then I listen to those brain cells communicate with each other.
Jess Sevenson is a postdoctoral scholar doing research in neuroscience at the Genomics Institute in Santa Cruz. She's part of the team working with David Hausler, professor of biomolecular engineering and scientific director of the institute. So I was wondering, brains think. Do these mini brains think?
Mini brains are what we typically call them when we're talking to, you know, our parents or members of the media, but it's not entirely accurate, right? Because it conjures this image of a full human brain that's just been shrunk down to size magically, and that's not what it is. It's a bundle of stem cells that have been convinced to become a bundle of brain cells. It looks more like a tiny, like eraser-sized ball of brain tissue rather than a miniature brain.
By creating a system of wired cerebral organoids, which are three-dimensional models of brain tissue, and connecting them to an external AI program, researchers hope to gain new insights into how our brains learn and adapt.
Basically, it's a way to study the developing human brain, which, you know, normally you can't study for obvious ethical reasons.
The amazing thing about the brain is how it adapts and changes in the process of learning things, says David Hausler. Improving the technology for growing cerebral organoids will make this important research tool more powerful and more widely available.
This work allows us to scale up these studies, to learn about how development goes right, how it goes wrong, and how we can help people when it went wrong.
It's here in beachy Santa Cruz at Westside Research Park that advances in technology and open source genomics platforms are revolutionizing the life sciences. Ultimately, the goal of this research on how our brains have developed and how they function is to advance therapeutics that can help people who are suffering from brain damage or to cure diseases like cancer or neurological disorders like Alzheimer's. This is Lucille Tepperman on K-Squid, 90.7 FM. I've been your host for this report on new research being done in live cell genomics with mini brains at the Genomics Institute in Santa Cruz. Thanks for listening to K-Squid. Many voices, one station.